Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I was just laughing at this email. Anyway, staycation set up, morning mess, JDCN and your guy Joey Boy. So Jonah's on the line. Jonah, you think your girl Penelope is cheating with a car salesman? I don't mean to laugh. There's so many questions, Jonah.
It sounds cheap and smarmy, like car salesmen sound, yeah.
But like, are you both shopping for a car, or is she car shopping and she was off by herself and you think she's seeing this guy?
She's finally saved up enough money to buy herself a new car.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was really happy about that, and she wanted me to go just in case they tried to pull a fast one on her or
right.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't pull a fast one during the sale, but maybe afterwards the car salesman definitely was trying to shoot his shot with her, if you know what I mean. He definitely wanted to hang out.
Right.
While you were there?
Yeah, the whole time I could tell he was trying to be flirtatious, but just... looking at this dude's trying to sell a car, and it was pretty funny. But I was also trying to see if Penelope was beating into it, and it didn't seem like it. And even after, you know, we were kind of making fun of him. She thought it was funny. Well, it's been about a week since she bought her new car, and this dude keeps calling her just to check in. The first time was fine, you know, that's a car salesman. And that's still a few things that needed to be ironed out in the car and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was constant, at least once or twice a day. And the worst part is that she entertained it and continues to pick up the phone and talk to him.
Right. Send that fool to voicemail.
Yeah. I overheard one conversation where she was laughing and her responses were definitely not anything car related. It sounded like she was agreeing to meet up with him somewhere because she was talking about her favorite coffee shop. But why the hell do they need to meet up anywhere outside of his office at a dealership and over coffee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. At this point, your girl's probably pouring sugar in her old gas tank. They'd be like, something's wrong with the car. No idea, it doesn't start. You might want to come over.
Yeah, it's crazy that she's like doing it right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when she doesn't even leave the room, but I think in her mind, if she does it in front of me, it won't look like she has anything to hide.
Right.
I always ask her, like, why she even answers the phone when he calls her, especially when it's not related to her car. And she said he was really nice to her at the dealership, so she feels bad.
Right.
It's crazy.
What's this guy's name?
Carter.
Carter. Okay.
Isn't that funny? Because he sells cars.
Car.
Oh.
I can't, but it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Carter.
I even asked her what the coffee shop conversation was, and she told me he just asked her about her favorite spot. Car salesmen already have reputations for being slimy and smarmy, like I said. But this dude is trying to make a move on my girl, and she's going along with it.
Right. Okay. All right, so this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to call up your lady. We're going to offer the free romantic hotel stay. Ask who she wants to put on the reservation. Obviously, if she says this dude Carter's name, then you know she's cheating. And is it one and done? If she is caught cheating, you're not going to give her a second chance?
No.
No? Okay. What do you drive?
I drive a lot of cars.
You have a lot of cars.
Oh.
A lot of cars.
A lot of cars.
You got lie.
Money. Yeah, I know. A scooter doesn't count. I got a scooter. I got a skateboard.
Rollerblades.
Hey. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Penelope?
Yeah, this is Penelope.
Hi, Penelope. My name is Selena, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
What's going on?
Yeah, so you actually won our grand prize, and we want to put you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package.
Oh, okay. I don't really think I need anything like that. Thank you, though.
Are you sure? It's free. It's a romantic stay at our new hotel. I wouldn't want you to miss out on this offer.
Well...
nothing gets better than a penthouse suite, am I right?
I mean, maybe.
All right, are you in?
I mean, sure, why not? Yeah, I'm in.
And you get to bring a guest so you don't have to be alone. So congratulations, so excited to set this up for you. And speaking of that guest, something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotels, we actually address a sweet or saucy note to them. So if you have, you could take a moment and think about it, and whenever you're ready, I can write that down for you.
I would like to do the sweet note, please.
Okay, perfect. Love a sweet note. Change it up from time to time. What would you like it to say?
You're very sweet like candy.
Cute. Okay. All right, Penelope. Well, now that I have that written down, the most important question here is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Carter's.
Are you kidding me? What the
Hello?
Hey, Penelope. We legally got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. Your boyfriend Jonah is with us. We're the Morning Mess, and he did kind of suspect you had a thing going on with Carter.
Wait, what's going on?
Are you really cheating on me with the car salesman?
No.
Yeah, it's obviously what's going on here. You've been talking to this for a month now.
Come on, Penelope. Admit to it.
Nothing is going on.
Well, you put his name down for a romantic getaway and wrote him a note, so something is happening.
Seriously. Then why are you choosing him over me? You met him once, and you want to spend a weekend with him? How did you think you were going to get away with that? What were you going to say? Where were you saying you were going to go that weekend? Where was I going
to
be?
I'm not trying to get away with anything. You're overreacting to this whole thing. You think I would cheat on you right in front of you?
Yes.
Sounds like it.
Yes.
We're not doing anything. We talk on the phone.
You literally said that you want to take this guy on a romantic hotel stay. So it's much more than talking about cars.
Instead, I have to go to these kind of lengths to get
the
truth out of my own girlfriend. You think I wanted to do this?
How long have you been seeing this guy?
Unbelievable.
Look, I should have put your name down when they asked for the name.
Correct.
I know. I should have said you. I know. But I didn't know you were on the other line, and I didn't think you were that.
Really?
Penelope, come on.
If I knew you were on the line.
I wouldn't have cheated if I knew you were listening.
The fact that he's the first person you thought of is so crazy.
That part.
Jeez.
Penelope, just admit to it. Come on.
I mean, I'm sorry you heard that, but, like, there's nothing going on.
What in the media training is going on here?
I do feel bad, but, like, it's your fault because you're putting our business out there like this. So, and then you're going to blame me for it.
Okay. Blaming me. You're cheating on me, and you want to make this sound like it's my fault. That's just crazy. I have absolutely no respect for you. If you just admitted it, I would respect that. But you're so full of
I think you're over it, Jonah. Okay. I think we're all over it. Thank you for the laughs, Penelope, because you're pretty dumb.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to try to give you benefit of the doubt, but
No, there's no way.
You are dumb.
I said I'm sorry.
You're sorry you got caught.
Yeah.
Straight up.
You got caught.
I apologize. That's not good enough for you.
You're trying to find a cop-out. I can't deal with you anymore.
All right, well, he hung up. Yeah, Jonah hung up. Penelope.
We don't want to talk to her.
I have no words because...
I mean, if the offer's still good, I'd like to go.
Are you out of your mind?
Not still good.
Jeez.
How do you not feel bad, girl? You feel bad not answering a car salesman's phone, but not cheating on your boyfriend is okay?
All right. Well, we're going to let you go, Penelope. Good luck in your future endeavors.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, like all cute.
Yeah. So sweet, bye.
Yeah.
All right.
My friend and Earnhardt could never do that.
Never.
I'm going to go to a true dealership.
Yes.
Earnhardt.
They keep it professional there.
Oh my God, what are you doing, lady?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.